You cannot replace sleep with meditation. It's very beneficial when you're doing both.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is the difference between a deep meditative state and sleep? Actually, that's a question that I have asked myself recently, just because with the trust technique and even more so with Hannah Somatics, I have been in really deep trance states for quite a long time as well, so up to an hour or so. And I feel really refreshed after that, sometimes more than after 6 or 7 hours sleep. So I was asking myself, well, where is the difference? Where is the difference between being in a trance state, in a meditation, and sleep? And I have done some research, and that is what I want to talk to you about today, because maybe you have ask yourself the same question, maybe not. And I hope you'll still find it useful. So the core idea really is that, yes, both has an impact on my head, but two different parts of my head. When I look into meditation, meditation really is relaxation for the mind. And for such a long time, I had tried to meditate really desperately, and I couldn't get my mind to slow down. I couldn't get to slow down my thinking. I couldn't get to slow down my emotional state until the day where I found the trust technique. And now, again, Hannah Somatics, where the movements themselves, because they are so slow, really put me into a deep trance. And I feel it, that it's really a relaxation for the mind. While sleep, as we all know, is a relaxation for the brain, so the physiological part of the brain. And I found this really, really interesting because, of course, it has shared effects, but really different mechanisms. So at a first glance, they look really similar. We slow down, we relax, we get really quiet inside. But under the surface, meditation and sleep have a very, very different effect on our brain and our body as well. So what's common, what's similar with both is that both reduce our cortisol level, so the stress hormone. Ideally, you go to sleep with already a low cortisol level, by the way, because otherwise it's not lowered that much during your sleep. But yes, it is reduced during sleep, and then it rises again when you get up. In meditation, that gets reduced. And both activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Remember, we've already talked about that several times. So that's the rest and digest, or as I call it, the thrive and survive nervous system. And both also help us to become emotionally balanced and clear, have a clear thinking. However, sleep restores us and our brain physically, and meditation reorganizes or resets our minds mentally, which is a bit of a difference. So we need both. We really need both. What happens when we sleep? There are different sleep phases, and I have put together a whole course on how to sleep better, and it will come out soon. And if you're interested, let me know and I'll put you on a better program. So, what is sleep really doing? We have two different main phases: a REM sleep, REM sleep, where REM stands for rapid eye movement, because in that phase of sleep, our eyes are moving really, really quickly. And nobody really knows yet what's happening there, why this would be the case, but it can be observed. And that's why this is one part of sleep where our brain processes emotions and consolidates our memories. And then there is the NREM or non-REM sleep. Everything else that is not REM, rapid eye movement, that's associated with dreaming, is called non-REM sleep. And non-REM sleep can be very light sleep or deep sleep. And deep sleep is when what we call also the slow wave sleep, where when we're doing brain scans, it's visible because the wavelength is different from REM sleep. And in deep sleep, our brain is more or less cleaned up. So this is where toxins are pulled out of our brain system. And so both is really important, the physical cleaning and then also the mental cleaning in the REM sleep. And in the EEG pattern, so in the brain scan, we can see that there are two types of waves that are dominating, and that is delta and theta. So those are the two brain wavelengths that dominate, whereas that's in the non-REM sleep, whereas in the REM sleep, we see brain waves that literally look like the awakened state. That's why the REM sleep is also sometimes called paradoxical sleep, because by just looking at your brain scan, one cannot even say for sure whether you were dreaming or being awake. Then, of course, sleep also has an impact on your hormones. So melatonin rises and cortisol drops. And also, there is a cleaning function, a repair function in your brain. In meditation, we said this is relaxation for the mind. So when I meditate, I'm awake and I'm aware. And meditation is training my focus. It helps me practice to focus, and it also enables my emotional regulation. The EEG, the brain scan, shows alpha and theta waves. So theta waves can happen in both sleep and also in meditation. But you stay conscious, so you're fully aware of what's going on. You're ruminating less and you are present more. And that is also why when you are meditating and when in the trust technique we are meditating, I always call that meditation 2.0, we are saying that we are getting present. So we're in the here and now and our thoughts are not going elsewhere. Very positive impact, meditation increases the gray matter substance in the hippocampus and in the prefrontal cortex here. So when we put it in other words, sleep clears the neural state. So your neurons are rejuvenated and meditation rewires it. And both, of course, are very, very beneficial for you. So, what does it mean for you? You cannot replace sleep with meditation. It's very beneficial when you're doing both. And it's really fantastic if you can meditate because you will even improve your sleep quality. So, for example, what you could do is do 5 minutes of meditation in the morning, five around midday, and five in the evening, which means already 15 minutes of meditation throughout the day, which is fantastic. And when you practice on the long term, then when your mind is really used to this being reset by short meditations, doesn't have to be an hour long, by short meditations, then it helps you to recover from stress much faster. So, next time you feel tired, next time you feel exhausted, ask yourself, is it your mind that needs cleaning or is it your brain that needs to rest? And both matters. And when you take care for both, then everything changes. So maybe tonight you can give your brain the sleep it needs. And tomorrow morning you can start with a meditation to give your mind the clarity it deserves. Have a wonderful, relaxed day with maybe a few quick meditations and have a wonderful night's sleep. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.